This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Mehdavy, M-E-H-D-A-Y, correction, M-E-H-D-A-V-I, first name Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. The date of evaluation, July 25th, 2023. Patient's date of birth, February 16th, 1969. The referring physician, Disability and Social Service. The HPI. The patient is a 54-year-old male with 20-year history of cigarette smoking. Period. The patient was initially noted to have symptoms of dyspnea in approximately January/February of 2023, period. He then went to the Kaiser Emergency Department. They thought he may have had a viral infection, but was started on Lasix, period. Patient was then seen at Stanford, ED with shortness of breath. Lasix scan apparently showed no significant myocardial ischemia. He was again seen at Stanford Medical Center, where he had ongoing shortness of breath and symptoms of orthopnea, period. He underwent coronary artery bypass grafting in 2018. /2019, period. At that time, he was found to have three-vessel coronary artery disease, where his breathing had subsequently improved, period. Following his surgery, he had noted improvement, but his breathing again has worsened. He notes chest pressure with associated dyspnea and palpitation, period. He further reports orthopnea and PND, which have been present over the last several months, period. His past medical history includes left heart catheterization in 2019, PCI July 25th, 2019, past surgical history, three-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting. The additional procedures include cardiac catheterizations, period. The medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams half daily, glipizide, 10 milligrams, 1 BID, furosemide, 20 milligrams, 1 BID, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams, 1 BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, insulin, daily, Brilinta, 90 milligrams, BID, losartan, 25 milligrams, half daily, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams, Q3-PRN, albuterol, PRN, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, 1HS, carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams, BID, Flowind, PRM, Spiriva, Respimat, 2.5, 2 puffs daily, Jardiance, 25 milligrams, half daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had congestive heart failure, period, father had coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, and hypertension, a brother died with CVA, social history, he is a prior smoker, who smoked back per day. He denies cigarette smoking, denies alcohol or drug use. The review of systems. Constitutional, he has had weight gain. Skin, he reports new moles, M-O-L-E-S. Eyes, wears reading glasses, further reports burning, dryness, and pain. Ears, deafness, nose, sinus problems. Throat, he reports sore throat. Neck, he reports pain and stiffness. Respiratory, he reports asthma and cough. Cardiac, as per HPI, gastrointestinal, he reports abdominal pain, heartburn, and laxative use. Further reports constipation, genitourinary, there is frequency of urination, musculoskeletal, he has diffuse joint pain and stiffness, neurological, he reports headaches, psychiatric, he reports depression, endocrine, cold intolerance, hematologic, reports history of anemia, easy bruising, and easy bleeding. The physical examination, blood pressure 118/69, pulse 80, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 170 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The chest demonstrates a midline scar. Left lower extremity is cool. There is decreased pulse of the left lower extremity. The impression, this is a 53-year-old male with long-standing history of cigarette smoking who was noted to have three-vessel coronary artery disease for which he underwent coronary artery bypass grafting in 2018. He had subsequently improved, but is once again noting worsening symptoms of dyspnea, period. The patient symptom of dyspnea is probably multifactorial. he most likely has some degree of COPD, given long-term history of cigarette smoking, period. He further may have some degree of bodily dysfunction, given multiple risk factors of diabetes, hypertension, and history of coronary artery disease, period. He, again, also has hypercholesterolemia, period. It is certainly possible that he may have worsening atherosclerotic disease, period. Period. The true etiology of his worsening symptoms are not clear, but certainly a patient is not able to perform significant tasks, as in lifting, pushing, or exertion, given severity of symptoms, period. Functionally, he has symptoms consistent with New York Heart Association Class 3, period. Patient requires echocardiogram and nuclear stress test. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Medavi, MEHDAVI. Thank you.